Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hold one. Arm drag.
Don't tell me.
Hey everybody, Mikey here, with some unfortunate news. So, the other day I spilled some coffee on my laptop, and it broke, which means I lost my file, my audio file for today's episode of Hit the Books, which is episode 43 of season 2. No Ryan today, he's busy. So, I am here to give you a quick rundown of the card, so you don't miss out on any story stuff for episode 43. Especially going into Elimination Chamber, we don't want to miss any big story points. So this is episode 43. I am here to read you the card and let you know what's going on, and hopefully next week we will be right back on track with our regular episode with me and Ryan. So this week on SmackDown episode 43, our show opener is Velveteen Dream opening up SmackDown, saying why he challenged Daniel Bryan. And Dream says that he's always wanted to prove himself against the best. And who's better than the American Dragon, Daniel Bryan? A man who was the personification of professional wrestling. But he is no longer. He's no longer the man he was. The past is dead, and so is Daniel Bryan. And so is the Pure. There's a new wave of talent on the horizon coming for that title of the best, and I am the one leading that charge. Then Keith Lee comes out and says that Velveteen Dream is a great guy, but he is focusing too much on the man behind the title and not the WWE Championship itself. The prestige of the WWE Championship is profound. Just to hold the WWE Championship is a dream within itself, and at the Elimination Chamber, he is going to make his childhood dream come true because there is no limit on what he can accomplish. Dash and Drew come out and say that Dream and Keith will never be able to wrestle like Daniel Bryan, nor hold the WWE Championship. That title is saved for those that are worth the time. Both of you couldn't even win titles in NXT. What makes you think you're worthy now? Daniel Bryan then attacks Velveteen Dream from behind, and Dash and Drew attack Keith Lee. They fight until Dream and Keith Lee get the upper hand, and Keith Lee pounces Drew Gulak out of the ring. And Dream hits a purple rainmaker on Dash Wilder, and the two yell words at Daniel Bryan as he retreats. Big opener here with Daniel Bryan, the Pure, Velveteen Dream, Keith Lee, challenging all seemingly challenging for the WWE Championship. I can't wait to see where that goes. Next up in our first match, we have Asuka with Ember Moon in her corner versus Shayna Baszler with Sasha Banks on commentary. Shayna Baszler ends up picking up the victory, and after this match, Moon and Shayna Baszler stare each other down, and then Sasha Banks runs in and attacks Shayna Baszler. Banks and Moon then stare each other down. It's a big fight feel here in the women's division with Baszler picking up a big win over Asuka, then Moon and Sasha Banks staring each other down with the Elimination Chamber coming up. This is getting pretty crazy. Next segment, we have Natalya walking into GM Page's office, and GM Page tries to reprimand Natalya about attacking Nikki Cross last week, but Natalya tells her that she will not stop on one condition, and that's to take Cross's place in the Elimination Chamber. GM Page says no, she's not going to reward that kind of violent behavior that Natalya's been showing. Natalya says this is all happening because of GM Page. If you want to stop the attacks on Nikki Cross, You're the only one that could do it, Paige. Give me that spot in the Elimination Chamber. Huge violent side coming out of Natalya on her heel turn. I can't wait to see where this goes. Next up, we have a match between Heavy Machinery and Lucha House Party with the duo of Kalisto and Grand Metalik. And Heavy Machinery picks up the victory. After the match, Heavy Machinery says that it's time for them to get serious. They want to start their journey toward the tag team title, so the division better get ready to become blue collar solid. Heavy Machinery boldly proclaiming they're going after the tag team championships, ready to take on the OC. We'll see where that goes. Next up on the Titantron, we have a Mustafa Ali promo video of him sitting in a dark room by himself. He says everyone has been asking why. Why? Why? The answer is simple, really. Because of management and you people. You both saw me as a bright-eyed rookie ready to be in the ring, ready to hit the big time, and you took advantage of that. At first, you and them all had my back and pushed me for success and got me to put my all into every single match I went into. Where was that support when I started losing, though? You all forgot about me and shoved me aside and treated me like garbage. All of that effort and time and energy I put into making everyone like me and see me for the great worker I truly am was just gone to waste. Then, someone saw potential in me, remembered my wins and my hard work, and that was One Nation, who appear out of the darkness behind him. Now that I surround myself with people who appreciate my talent and hard work, I'll be unstoppable. We will be unstoppable. We are One Nation. Mustafa Ali really cementing himself in One Nation with his huge heel turn a couple weeks ago. Really showing off that he's really part of this group now, and it's looking like he's going to try to run stuff, and it looks like he's trying to make a name for himself, and I can't wait to see this darker side of Mustafa Ali. Next up, we have a match between Sheamus and the OC in a handicap match, and the stipulation is if Sheamus wins, he challenges AJ Styles for the Intercontinental Championship at Elimination Chamber. And Sheamus ends up winning this match against the OC and getting his match against AJ Styles at the Elimination Chamber. What a big win for Sheamus against the OC. And I can't wait to see this match in Elimination Chamber. It's going to be great. Sheamus versus AJ Styles. We cut to backstage where Natalya has Nikki Cross at a painful-looking sharpshooter. She's hitting Nikki Cross with a kendo stick. People rush to the scene, including GM Paige, and Natalya refuses to release the sharpshooter, saying, "You did this, Paige. You fix it." Until eventually GM Paige finally gives in and gives Natalya her spot in the Elimination Chamber. And Natalya immediately stops and drops Nikki Cross's legs and says thanks to Paige, drops the kendo stick, and walks away with her spot cemented in the Elimination Chamber. Next up, we have a match with Keith Lee versus Drew Gulak with Dash Wilder in his corner. This match came about after the big show opener when everyone was fighting everybody, and Keith Lee hit Drew Gulak with a big pounce. Keith Lee ends up picking up the victory, getting momentum towards Elimination Chamber. Will he get his match with Daniel Bryan? Will Velveteen Dream get his match with Daniel Bryan? Stay tuned and find out. Next up, we have another segment with Eric Young as the Ringmaster, playing another vignette where it starts off with him whispering to his lion. Then he approaches the camera and says, "Our training is going well. My beast still isn't quite ready for what we have in store, but soon enough you'll all get to experience the thrill of a lifetime and the greatest show on earth. But remember, blink, and it'll all be over." We got Eric Young hyping up his lion still in the cage, getting ready for Elimination Chamber. He wants a match. He wants to get his show ready for everyone to see. I can't wait to see what this big show is. And for our main event of the evening, we have Sami Zayn with Cesaro in his corner versus Apollo Crews with the rest of One Nation. In the end, Sami Zayn ends up picking up the victory. And after the match, Kevin Owens storms down to the ring, but unfortunately he's got that busted up knee from last week, and he can't really storm to the ring. So WWE doctors and referees come to stop him before he gets to the ring, and they yell words at each other from the ramp, and Owens can't really get to Zayn because of his knee, but he tries. Some really big heat still between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, which never seems to go away. They're always going to be at each other's throats. They both now are qualified for the Elimination Chamber. So I can't wait to see what these two do to each other in that demonic structure. So that's everything for this week on Hit the Books. Sorry again for the for it just being me and it not being a real regular episode. Like I said, I lost my audio because I spilled coffee on my laptop, and I apologize to everybody who was waiting on a big episode here. But like I said, we'll be back at it next week, me and Ryan, with a regular episode. So tune in next week for that. And if you feel so inclined, every Saturday is Mikey's Indy 500, where me, Mikey Manfredi, will be watching 500 independent wrestling matches in the year 2020 and reviewing them all. So tune into that every Saturday for another 10 independent matches. And please send your suggestions in to @HitTheBooksPod on Twitter using the hashtag HTB500. Thank you for that. And thank you all again for listening. See you next week. And I've got two words for you. Book it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.